Astronomers are promising us a treat in the night sky tonight, a pink supermoon, the first full moon of spring, coinciding with the moment when in the lunar cycle when the moon is closest to Earth. And the good news is that even if it's a bit cloudy tonight, there's still a good chance of seeing the spectacle, as it'll last the entire night. Francis McCarthy is Education and Research Officer at Black Rock Observatory in Cork and can tell us more. A very good morning to you, Francis.
Good morning to you, Brian.
So tell us about this pink supermoon. What are we going to see?
Okay, so first off, the name pink is not what we're looking for in color. The names that we have for the full moons have very much come to us from North American culture, and the old farmers' almanacs would assign a name of what was ever happening in the world at the time. So if you're in North America right now, there's a beautiful flower that blooms at this time of year, and it's a pink color. So the pink moon is the color of the ground. What we're going to be looking for is a full moon. It'll be full in the very middle of the night. So the moon that we look for to be rising at sort of about half seven-ish. Okay, so opposite the sunset, so figure out where the sun's going down. Right now I'm looking out east. I can see a beautiful sunrise just coming up over Cork Harbor. And I'm going to be looking east tonight for moonrise. The sun will be behind me setting over in the west. So a roughly 7:30-ish, we're looking for the moon to come up. And that's at the time that the moon will, in fact, be the very closest to us. So it'll be quite close to us in the sky, in actual terms. You want the numbers? Less than 357,000 kilometers.
Right, that close.
Yeah, so that's really close. Got to remember, people look at the moon and go, wow, it's really close, which compared to any other celestial object it is, but it still took the astronauts 3 days to get there. It's a pretty far distance away.
But the spectacle is going to last through the night. I mean, it's at its closest as we see it initially in the east, but it'll actually be evident right through the night. Is that the case?
Yes, so the moon will be rising, and then it will be at its, high in the sky and close to us. The time of the actual full moon will be in the middle of the night. So it'll have moved, a couple of hundred kilometers away by that point, but it will still be spectacularly bright. It's about 10% bigger. Now, it is very tricky to notice that 10%. If you go, the moon that I saw rising last night and the moon that I see rising tonight, well, when they're right near the horizon, they look enormous anyways. There's a secondary effect that happens that's not completely understood, but when you look at the moon rising right on the horizon, you would swear it has swollen up to 20 times its normal size. Have you ever noticed that? You just catch the moon and you go, whoa!
Yes, and it just takes your breath away for that
moment.
It really does.
Now,
and as you say, this is a phenomenon.
It's a slightly ridiculous trick to try shrink it back to its normal size. And I like to describe it as trying to catch the moon in your hands. So grab your hands and just kind of squeeze around the moon and just squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and see just how big it is when you're not referencing it to the horizon. And it's really remarkable.
All right. And as we're all stuck at home at the moment, it's something that might pass a little bit of time tonight. Just a final question, Francis, and I didn't know this, but we always have a full moon in the week before Easter, because, of course, Easter is determined by the lunar cycle and the sequence of full moons over the spring period.
It is. So I always know that Easter week, even if I'm not entirely sure when the full moon is, I know that I get a full moon the week immediately before Easter. So I love looking out for that and thinking, will the weather be with us? And I think today is going to be glorious.
Yeah.
So the thought of just, half seven tonight, moseying out under the setting sun with the moon rising, could there be anything better?
I can't think of anything. Francis, thanks very much indeed. We will look forward to that. Appreciate you talking to us this morning.